Our next story starts with a 23-year-old German writer, Goethe. If you know Goethe, it's probably from his Faust. But it was his novel The Sorrows of Young Werther that made Goethe a literary rock star in the 18th century. In the novel, Werther bears his soul in letters like this one.
May 4th, 1771. How happy I am that I am gone. My dear friend, I promise you I will improve. I will enjoy the present, and the past shall be for me the past. My whole being is filled with a marvelous gaiety like the sweet spring mornings that I enjoy with all my heart.
The book spoke to readers, especially young men, in a way that no book had ever done, and it inspired a crazed following. We asked Megan Metcalf to look into Werther fever, then and right now.
In 1774, the German poet Goethe wrote the first novel composed entirely of letters. The Sorrows of Young Werther is told by a 23-year-old who has moved to another town to try to get his life together. His letters to a friend back home chronicle his emotional state over a year and a half. Today, the sorrows might seem melodramatic, but to the 18th century reader, the book was shocking. The idea of creating a character who sounded like your friend was entirely new. And since people at the time didn't tend to sit around talking about their feelings, the book was doubly provocative. The Sorrows of Young Werther ignited a movement called Sturm und Drang, which celebrated sensitivity and passion.
There is a dark side to this text. It would be kind of foolish to ignore that. The dark and abiding pre- and post-punk kind of goth Goethe.
Avital Rennell is a professor of German and comparative literature at New York University.
This guy has this death instinct or death drive, and it needs to be discharged, it needs to be addressed.
November 3rd. God knows I go to bed often with the wish, yes, sometimes in the hope of not waking up again. Then in the morning, I open my eyes to the sun and am miserable. If only I could put the blame on the weather or on some other person, but alas, I know only too well that it is all my fault. My fault.
You know, Werther tries to get away from this. He tries to get a job and stop his slacker behavior. And he tries to join the army, but they don't want him. No, thank you, you know.
March 16th. Everything conspires against me. Oh, I have picked up a knife 100 times with the intention of plunging it into my own heart. I have heard tell of a noble breed of stallions who, when they are overheated and run wild, instinctively bite open one of their veins to relieve themselves. I feel like that often. I would like to open the vein that would give me eternal freedom.
Not many people listening right now are actually worried about whether or not our young hero will survive. But back when the book came out, readers identified deeply with Werther. Young men started sporting his trademark blue jacket and yellow pants, which became the height of fashion. The most suggestible readers tried to find Werther's grave in the real town of Wetzlar. And quite a few young men actually drowned themselves with a copy of The Sorrows in their pockets. To this day, researchers call rashes of copycat suicide the Werther effect.
There was no Prozac Nation in this text to help him kind of divert his fate from the suicidal ending.
Perhaps the book was too dangerous for 1774 Europe. The city of Leipzig actually banned The Sorrows and wearing Werther's outfit for 50 years. The point is, Werther appeared at a critical moment. The letters spoke right to the reader, but the reader was powerless to speak back. Today, however, is a different story.
If you look into Werther's mailbox, you find spam advertisement for Viagra or for mortgage proposals.
Thilo von Pape and Gerhard Roletschek have created an email account for young Werther. As the creators of thesorrowsofyoungwerther.com, they'll send their subscribers all of Werther's letters in a series of 98 emails. They're trying to bridge the gap between 18th century literature and the world of the internet, but sometimes it's hard.
You have the beautiful email by Werther, and then you have hello, I'm sorry, I'm out of office for 2 weeks. If you have an urgent message, you can write to my colleague.
The homepage of thesorrowsofyoungwerther.com features an old-timey etching of a castle in a forest, where a young man sits under a tree with a laptop. This is where the emails go out, and then amazingly, the responses come in.
They want to warn Werther that what he is really thinking about is suicide when he is talking about life as a prison and leaving this prison.
In fact, many of Van Papen's subscribers develop a strong connection with Werther. 230 years later, email offers something the book never could. Werther's friends are finally writing him back.
It begins with, "Dear Werther, thank you so much for your letters. Although I miss having you near me, dear friend, these messages from you make me realize all the more how much you mean to me. Werther, you have such a wealth of talents and observations. Use them. Above all, learn that true freedom does not mean that you can quit this prison, but rather making the best of what we are given in life."
For Studio 360, I'm Megan Metcalf.